The first thing, as we do traditionally, is during the second general session, is remember those CCB members that have passed away since the last convention. So I would like to see if there are, if people would, if there's anyone who would like to share of the passing of somebody from their chapter or the state organization, say a few words.
This is Charlene Ornelas from the San Diego Braille Club. And we have two members who have deceased this year, Michael Eden and Marcus Jordan. Marcus died in December, and I think Michael died in November.
Thank you, Charlene. Kathy Skivers? Can you get a mic to Kathy?
Seemed to want to talk to me. We're trying to turn me on. Not often, I don't. Oh, never mind, we won't go there. I don't know if anyone from San Diego is here or not who wants to mention this man. I want to mention some people, and I don't want to step on anybody I chose, but I thought very highly of a gentleman from San Diego we lost. Many of you may not know, but some of you do remember, Manuel Gonzalez. He passed away. And in Antelope Valley, Ken Creef, who for a time was president until he found out that people with that much vision couldn't be, passed away in February on the 23rd, and just a month before, after his wife Diane also passed away. We're advised that Ken had a huge military funeral. He was one of the three veterans who helped us down there. And I'm going to pass Alameda County for a minute because somebody want to mention her. But Russell Kletzing was a president here at one time in 1959, 1960, and he passed away on President's Day, which I thought was kind of interesting. And in Bayview, we lost John Marin on February 20th, and on February 21st, we lost Dorothy Valerga, who we love very much and who is a mainstay of the organization, that chapter, for a very long time. And, of course, I don't think anyone I know, they're not here from Chico. I don't believe they are. Al Bigler we lost, and we all loved him very much, and we're so sorry he's gone. And those are all friends. And to those of you who are new, I know the names don't mean much, but to a lot of us, those people mean so much, and there's no way to count the hours that they put into this organization. And we love them.
Hello, this is Roger Peterson. The person I want to mention is not, well, there are a couple of people who aren't really members, but I want to mention them. Number one is, let's see, wouldn't be quite between the last convention and now. Last July, our chapter member, Art Takahara, lost his wife, Sharon. She was a lovely lady. I visited her just before she died, like a week. What? No, July. But what I really wanted to say was a person who was not, as far as I know, a member of ACB or any affiliate, but who did a lot in our favor in a number of positions that she held, a lady named Cynthia Waddell, who used to be the ADA coordinator for the city of San Jose and was the president, for a brief time, president of the Independent Living Center, for which I serve on the board, and was on the county commission with me. She was hearing impaired, and she made one of her major causes web access for people with disabilities. She had a hearing impairment. She was actually at the White House for some kind of a ceremony, and she fell ill there and turned out to have brain cancer. And she just finally, you know, she was sick for quite a long while, finally died just on April 3rd. And I'd like to remember her. Thank you.
Mr. Chair.
Wait. There was Katrina first.
Ruth Arellano, wife of Manuel Arellano, who has been treasurer of our Alameda chapter for many years, and then Ruth Arellano came to all the meetings, and she used to be very active at the East Bay Center for the Blind. She cleaned a lot, and if she thought something should be thrown away, she'd throw it away. So you had to be careful not to leave too much. You be careful not to leave her anything for her to throw away, I guess. Anyway, she was very good, but she wore out, and she passed away on the 5th of February.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
We also at Greater Los Angeles lost Joanne Wolfe on December 15th. I know a lot of you will certainly remember her for many, many years involved in ACB, CCB, and everything. So our love is certainly with her as well. And we were certainly sorry to lose her, and yet she went through a lot of illness, so she's in a much better place.
Is it? Yeah. This is Nancy Angwin from the Fresno chapter. Just wanted to mention I lost my husband, and he was a music teacher in Fresno and was instrumental in doing the proposal for Valley Center for Blind to get a children's choir started, and I was going to be his accompanist. And I'm still going to try and get that together, but I think I'm branching out, not just kids. I want all blind musicians and singers and all that. So I just kind of, yeah, it's been tough.
What was your husband's name?
Don Angwin.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else? Okay, then we'll have a few moments right now to thoughts and prayers for these members that have passed away. Okay, thank you.